been about a week since Marco Arment pulled his ad blocker piece from the App Store. To recap, he withdrew it after a bout of conscience. He wanted publishers to be able to support their work with ads, and he didn't want to be in charge of deciding which ads to block and which to let through. Apparently, there are lots of companies out there willing to be the arbiter of whitelists when it comes to iOS 9 content blocking. But if your company wants a spot on that whitelist, you will have to pay. The Wall Street Journal reports that the popular iOS 9 ad blocker Crystal will allow some ads to bypass blocking for a price. Crystal developer Dean Murphy is working with a company called IO that maintains an acceptable ads policy to create a whitelist. Right now, over 70 companies, such as Google and Microsoft, have reportedly paid to skip past ad filters. IEO then pays Crystal a flat fee each month. This is not a new practice. It's been happening on web ad blockers for a long time. And while it does theoretically allow a better experience, if only acceptable ads are allowed through, it also offers an advantage to big companies who can afford to pay. Crystal's developer says this is not a money-making scheme for him, but rather a way to help publishers who have acceptable ads survive. Where will you buy your iPhone 6S tomorrow? I pre-ordered mine at noon on the first day you could pre-order, which was a good 12 hours after all the crazies like Leo ordered theirs at midnight. So my ship date is not until October 12th. Sprint says that if you go into a store tomorrow, they will have some, but I'll believe that when I see it. MacRumor says there are already lines forming at Apple stores in the UK, Germany, Chicago, and San Francisco. But when I say line, I mean a lot of people who might have been hired to wait there. But why wait in line or pay someone to wait for you when you can get a robot to do it? According to Mashable, there's a robot waiting in line to buy an iPhone 6S at the Sydney, Australia store. It's a telepresence robot called Lucy. It's an iPad attached to a Segway-type device. I happen to have my own little Lucy right here. She said she was tired, so she didn't want to go buy me a 6S, so she's here. But the one in Australia has a human handler waiting in her office, communicating with people out in the rain who are in line. Mashable didn't say which iPhone robot Lucy would be purchasing, but my money is on the rose gold one. The Verge reports that the White House considered bypassing encryption with malware disguised as updates. Thanks to PCGuy8088 for posting a link to this story on the Tech News Today subreddit. The backstory here is that decades of pressure that the U.S. government has been putting on tech companies to build backdoors into software so law enforcement could unlock encrypted communication. Now, according to draft memos, one of the proposed solutions was to use companies' automatic update channels to put spyware on people's phones and tablets. The memo also acknowledged that this could call into question the trustworthiness of established software update channels. And finally tonight, did you happen to catch that rat who became an internet sensation due to his ability to carry a large piece of pizza down a flight of subway stairs? The rat is so resourceful that it has now managed to capitalize on its celebrity by hiring an agent. Sort of. According to TechCrunch, a company called Jukin Media has bought the rights to the 15-second video that reached over 5 million views on YouTube. TechCrunch says Jukin works fast. They bought the rat video when it only had 2,600 views. The video's creator, Matt Little, will control the funds for the rat until the rat turns 18. And that is it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. Steve Honaker sent me a direct message on Twitter, which I always welcome. I am at Megan Maroney. Yesterday, we talked about the surprising decline of ebook sales, and Steve sent me a link to an article by Bufo Calvin on his I Love Kindle blog. Bufo offers a few possible explanations to the decline, mostly Kindle-related, including the fact that the American Association of Publishers might not be taking into account independent publishing, which includes people who use the platform Amazon Kindle Direct to publish their books. They might also not be taking into account subscription ebook services like Kindle Unlimited or Oyster, which we heard this week is shutting down. There are a few other reasons. If you're interested, check out our Facebook page. Steve also posted the article there.